African development hinges upon investment and aggressive policies to develop communications technologies rather than dependence on foreign aid, said Hamadoun Touré, Secretary General of the UN International Telecommunication Union. Touré spoke to journalists in the Rwandan capital, Kigali.
For the past 50 years of African independence, we've been talking about help, assistance, and we didn't go anywhere with that. We are very well aware of one thing. No one will take off. We'll get rich from handouts and charity. That's why we're here. We're saying we mean business. Africa is open for business, and we're looking for partnerships.
Touré vowed that the ITU and partner organizations will help African nations reach UN Millennium Development Goals in information technology and communications 3 years before the 2015 deadline expires. The Millennium Development Goals aim to reduce poverty, disease, and illiteracy in developing nations. The Secretary General said he estimates IT companies will invest $300 billion in Africa's burgeoning telecommunications industry over the next 5 years. Organizers say Rwanda's stable political climate has allowed the developing nation to make great strides in the field of communications. Rwanda is to ink memorandums of understanding with industry leaders Microsoft and Cisco, as well as with the Indian government. Ministers of technology from India and China were to attend the summit, which attracted 1,000 participants, more than double the number expected, organizers said. The two-day summit was organized by a number of stakeholders, including the UN International Telecommunication Union, the African Union, and the World Bank. Noel King for VOA News, Kigali.